Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
From Entertainment Tonight, Cassie DeLore. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing?
I am very interested in this story about Warner Brothers. They announced that all of their 2021 film slate, including Matrix, Godzilla vs. Kong, and In the Heights, and some others, are going to stream on HBO Max at the same time they play in theaters, as if the movie theaters don't have enough troubles. This can't be sitting well with the theater owners, can it?
I would imagine it's not, but also, you know, the whole point of this initiative really is to allow people who may not feel comfortable going back to the theaters right away, you know, have a different option to watch these highly anticipated movies. We are still in the middle of a pandemic, and not everyone feels safe going back to a movie theater right away. So basically what Warner Brothers is doing is they are going to release, like you said, those big ticket movies in the theaters, but also on HBO Max at the same time. And there is a full slate of films being released. We're talking In the Heights, Space Jam, A New Legacy, The Suicide Squad, Dune, and as you mentioned, Matrix 4. So, you know, people can either head to the theaters, I would say with their family, but, you know, keeping with the pandemic guidelines, maybe, you know, just one or two other people, or you can be at home and watch it on HBO Max too. I'm all for options these days, and I think that these are unprecedented times, and we're seeing Hollywood shift and pivot their strategies, and this could be very interesting. This could set the precedent to, you know, have different options moving forward now.
Right. Well, it's good for us. HBO did say that after 1 month, they'll stop streaming and continue to play only in theaters. So we'll see how that goes. COVID-19 celebrities in the news. Some folks have tested positive. Who do you have on the list?
Yes, so several of the cast members from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills have tested positive for COVID-19. And this comes just after ET reported last week that production on the show's 11th season was halted after a crew member tested positive. Well, now we are learning more that it was Kyle Richards, Dorit Kemsley, and Kathy Hilton. A source tells ET that those three cast members have been diagnosed with the virus, which they believe they contracted at a luncheon. Now, according to our source, all three of the women are at home resting after experiencing symptoms that are fever-like and also flu-like, including exhaustion. So we wish them nothing but the best as they recover from the coronavirus. But as of right now, the production on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is halted.
And now let's get to the Kardashians prank phone call. Tell us about this.
Bob, what would you do if you answered a FaceTime call and saw not only Kris Jenner, but also Kendall, Kylie, Khloe, Kourtney, and Kim?
I just book them for the radio show because I'm always thinking of my job. My only regret is that I have but one life to give to my radio station, you know.
Very good answer. Would you think you were in trouble at any point?
Probably. I think there's some mix-up.
Yep, well, that is what happened. Basically, the sisters and their mom went on a FaceTime spree, calling all of their famous friends in their phone book. And I'm talking Tristan Thompson, who is of course, Khloe's boyfriend, Travis Scott, who is Kylie's ex-boyfriend. They also called Justin Bieber, his wife Hailey Bieber, Addison Rae, Dave Chappelle. And so imagine you're a very close friend of the family, and you get a FaceTime from the entire family, right? So your initial reaction is, oh my God, what did I do? I'm in trouble. Why are they all stone cold? Like, they had no expressions on their face. They looked as if they were angry. And so it was funny because people like Tristan Thompson, he answers right away and he goes, what the hell? Like, what's going on? And same thing with Travis Scott. And then also, like, Hailey Bieber, she got on the phone call and she goes, hello? Meanwhile, her husband, Justin Bieber, he kind of played it a little bit more cool. And he's like, hey, guys, what's happening? But I'm not going to lie. Like, the compilation of the video on social media is really, really, really funny. But I'm not going to lie. If I got a FaceTime from all of the Kardashian Jenners at once, I'd think that I was in trouble.
Those wacky Kardashians.
Love them.
Finally, we have a story about Mariska Hargitay. And do I have this right? Her mom was Jane Mansfield. Is that right?
Bob, I cannot confirm that right now. I could do a quick Google check. I do not know her family tree, unfortunately. But what I do know is that fans of Mariska's are very happy right now because she just teased the upcoming Law and Order SVU reunion with Chris Maloney on social media. And everyone, there's nothing that people love more than a reunion of fan favorites on TV. And this one just hits you right in all the feels, because this is such a highly anticipated reunion for the NBC drama. And Mariska posted the virtual table read on her Instagram, and she captioned it, well, that happened. And so fans, of course, are really excited that Chris Maloney is going to reprise his role. It's expected that it's going to happen sometime in season 22 ahead of his return to the actual new spinoff for the Law and Order universe that's called Law and Order Organized Crime. So it's we have a lot to watch upcoming on both TV and in movies.
Yeah, and she is one of Jane Mansfield's four children. Little showbiz trivia there for you.
I teach you some things, and you teach me some things, too. I like our dynamic, Bob.
I don't know much about anything. Last night, I'm watching, or was it two nights ago, I'm watching the Reels channel, and they're running Elvis movies. And so there I was, thoroughly engrossed by Anne Margaret in Viva Las Vegas. So I'm really up with the times.
And you're up with the times.
Our thanks, as always, to Cassie DeLore from Entertainment Tonight. Have a good weekend, Cassie, and thank you very much.
You too, Bob. You too. Have a good one. Bye.